Chacham and Zakai Litai Matavshur. But it's a very important Mishnah. It was a Maisa Shahoya that they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litaimes hatavshil to taste the cooked item. Ula Rangamliel shnei koisvois. And for Rangamliel they brought two koiseveses, two dates worth. That's very important. Vidli shel mayim, and a jar of water. Va'amru, and they said, halon l'sukkah. They said, bring it up to the sukkah. But when they gave it to Reb Tzadik, different Reb Tzadik than when I spoke about in the parasha here, a few years difference. He would eat less than a shear of kibetza. Not luba mape. He took it and grabbed it with covering his hand with a napkin. Va'achlu chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. Below birich acharav, and he didn't make any bracha acharina. Zokt Rashi, achol pachas mikabetza, but this is the story of Reb Tzadik. Maichol pachas mikabetza, he ate less than the food of less than a betza. Not lubamapa, loy notal yodov, he did not do netilas yadayim. Ela karach bamapa yodov, mishum nikiyis. Rather, in order to make sure that his hands were clean, he wrapped it in a napkin. The kasavar, why? The kasavar, pachos mikabetza loy ba'i netilas yadayim. Because the old sins, bechlal, all I'm eating is what? Less than a shear of a kabetza, so therefore I don't have to wash. Velo ba'i sukkah, and since it's less than a betza, I could also eat it outside the sukkah. Velo ba'i bir kasamazan, and also since it's less than a kabetza, I can eat it without benching. Lachro. Didarish hai, why? What's this all based on? The darish Rabbi Yehuda, the achalta v'savato v'rachta, achila sheyesh basvia. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the only thing that's chayav in birkas hamazon is what is a kibetza, achila sheyesh basvia. Avol afon of kol du boy bracha. But why did Reb Tzadik make a bracha rishayna? Because like Rashi says, the Gemara in brachas lamed hey, also la'enas min ha'ilam azeh b'loy bracha. Even if you eat a crumb, even if you eat a mashu, your avada chayev to make a bracha. Anything that goes in, that's ingested by your mouth, by your body, is chayev in bracha rishayin. So now, Rabbi Yisai, what's important is, do we paskin like that? And therefore, is that going to now have ramifications if we, depending on if we paskin like that, when and what amount is not going to need netilas yadayim and what amount isn't going to need netilas yadayim? This is going to have ramifications outside of Hilchos Sukkah. This is going to have ramifications, Rabbi, how much can I eat without washing my hands before Hamotz? Good. Frek the Gemara Akasha. We don't have any conclusions yet. Maisa Listor? What does Maisa Listor mean? Dr. Ashi, Chiderach HaMedabrim Lahavi Achar Devreya Maisa HaSeiser Devreya. Usually you bring a story, you want to back up and support your argument. You don't bring a story that contradicts your argument. Because the Mishnah starts off, you're allowed to eat temporary amount outside the sukkah. And then he said, what? What happened? Even mayim, even mashu, even nothing. Zakli Gemara, you're right. You can't read this Mishnah straight. Im bala hachmer latzmo machmer v'les be mishum yura. Basically, this is a famous din. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. Although, if you're eat, there are many things that can be eaten outside the sukkah, even water. If you drink it in the sukkah, the Rambam writes harezem mishubach. What's the Rambam source? This Mishnah, and the Gemara says, and don't think being machmer for this. You have to know, certain times, if you're machmir for halacha, then it's yura for you to be machmir. Then you're making yourself gaivadik. You think you're above and beyond everything else. But anything that there's a kiyum, that there's an accomplishment of, so then you're going to, then it's going to be something that's recommended, and it's meshubach and praiseworthy. Moshe, if I schlep into the sukkah, if I want to have a glass of water, so based on this mishnah, that would be hariza meshubach. If I would eat a fruit outside the sukkah, I would bring it into the sukkah, so that would be harezim mishubach. But let's say it's raining, and then I go into the sukkah and I'm uncomfortable, and I'm still potter from the sukkah when I'm in the sukkah, and it's tsar, and it's uncomfortable. So then, that's where the poskim say, that's nikra hedya. To sit in the sukkah then, and to still try to be machmir, that's not necessarily. It has to be something that you're actually being mekayim. You're actually fulfilling through that, because now I'm being dar extra in a sukkah that's not causing me pain and not causing me suffering. So that's something that is recommended. Or I work harder, according to some poskim. I work harder, I have to go to my neighbor's sukkah, so maybe that would be a fulfillment of an extra mila in Hilchos Sukkah. But if you're now going to a situation that anyways you're going to be suffering in that situation, so then that wouldn't be Areza Meshubach. So you have to know when it applies, when it doesn't apply. This is part of what the poskim discuss. When you apply Kol HaMachmer L'Adavar Nikra Hedyit, Kol HaPatr Min HaDavar V'Oseyu Nikra Hedyit, if you're Patr from the Dover, you're still going to be Nikra Hedyit. So that's what the place can say, because you're not even fulfilling anything. Because no one is obligated in this. It's just, the rain is in the sukkah. So what are you trying to accomplish? So you have to always be balanced. Make sure it's good to be machmir. It's good to try to connect and to try to do the extra golia, run the extra mile for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you want to just make sure, get Eitzah, to know, is it always going to be okay? And you don't want to chas v'shalom be over Yura, or be over what the Rebbeinu Shalom calls a hedyot. And there's a story to support this. To support what? To support Hareza Meshubach. To support this Rambam of an Indian to be Machmir. By the way, when is drinking a water going to be obligated in the sukkah? You don't have an option not to eat it outside the sukkah. Rabbi said, what does the Sharetzion say? So guaranteed beyond your Bechina? No.
Oh, if you're right behind the sukkah.
No.
Middle of the meal.
Yes. Middle of the meal. If you started your suda, you're in the middle of the meal and you jump back in and your mother says, please bring this into the sukkah, and you just want to take a sip, so then the Sharetzion says no. Then every single mashu that you eat, that's going to be chayav me'ikra din, it's a chiddush of the Sharetzion. Like it's not flavored or something. It doesn't taste good, it's just medicine. That's not achila. That's not achila. That's not achila.
You make a bracha.
No, that's technically something that's mutter even on Yom Kippur. Assuming that refu would be mutter, you're in a predicament that you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's not considered achila. And they also bring us support, a story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually did this. That even to taste the tavshil, it would go up. And Rabbi Gamliel would eat less than a kois heves. The Gemara in Yuma asked, two kois heves is, that obviously is what? Less than a what? Than a kebetza. So the Gemara in Yuma asked, I don't understand, I thought two kois heves is larger than a betza. Because why is this important, Rabbi Zay? Why is it important to know how much a koseves is? When is a koseves important? For Yom Kippur. You want to have less than a shear. So the Gemara has to figure out how much a shear. So the Gemara suggests there that maybe it's talking about without the pits. You have to figure out a way. What?
Isn't it also in Pesach? First Mishnah and Beitza?
That's a machlik is Beisham and Beis Hillel. That's according to Beisham. You're right. V'dli shalmayim v'om we paskin kizayis. V'omru, good. V'amru helam l'sukkah. And he said, so obviously he was assuming less than a kebetza, and he said, bring it up to the sukkah. K'shenasal lo l'Reb Tzadik, and when they gave it to Reb Tzadik, oichol pachas mi kebetza, he ate less than a betza of bread. Not lu b'mape, and he covered his hands. V'ach luchatz l'sukkah, and therefore, because it was less than a shir kebetza, he ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo b'irich achram, and he didn't make benching afterwards. Fine, just try it. End of the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai. So now I want to know. Leibik, you run and get me a Chalik Beis Mishnah Brura. I want to know, can we support this? Guys always ask the Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. I don't have the ability to wash. First of all, what does that mean, I don't have the ability to wash? Before we get running away and say every single trip, you can put, trust me, I've been on the trips. I know about the tin foil with the tuna bagels. Been there, done that. What's that all based on? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're on a trip, you have to cheshbon out that there is no water within 4 mil of where you're going. Now, I don't know where you're going for your trips, but that's pretty hard to find. That you're not going to have 4 mil, within 4 mil. You know, what is that? That's 72 minutes of driving. You're not going to have any mobile gas stations, you know, or rest stops with the big blue signs, you know, that you can stop off by the gas and there's a, you know, a Wendy's over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's those.
Unless you want to eat, but like your family doesn't want to stop. You know, driving, just can't eat.
That's exactly what the Bishop was saying. Rabbi Isai, that's just in terms of the dinam of Netilas Mapa. I'll show you where's the dinam of Netilas Mapa. Elchos Netilas Yadayim. Elchos Netilas Yadayim is important halachas. That's why we have to talk about this. Elchos Netilas Yadayim. Din Mishen Lamayim. He doesn't have access to water, and he's on the way. But to go back, the Shulchan Aruch is more meikel. The Rishonim say this is not only ramifications. This difference, this distinction between ahead of you and behind you, also applies to Tefillah B'Tzibur. How far you have to go, there's a distinction. If a person's on the way ahead of them, why? Because you're anyways going weiter. So we expect you to go longer for ahead, but we don't want you to lose time on your travel in terms of going backwards. So then you could wrap your hands. So the Shabur writes, Lefana Baruch Yosef wrote to Lomach Shaholach, but Derek Mashar Shalayim Tzemayim, Af Baruch Yosef Merabramil, but wrote to Lecha, Ozitir Lecha, I decrechas Mapa Yodav. If you think right after 72 minutes you're going to get water, so then you have to wait. But backwards, because it's going to take you out of your way, sagi b'shir mil, that would be only 18 minutes. That would be only 1 mile. Then it would be al yidei mapa. Because of achronim, this is a big chiddush. The poskim say, what if you're mesupak? You have no idea. And you're not sure. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. And you're very hungry, so then you could be mekel if you don't know for sure about it. What if you're sitting in your home and you have no water, or lavd after your home, you're on a You're out wherever, but you're stationary. You're not walking on the way. You're camping out, and you're stationary right now, and you don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol ha'yoshev be'beiso gam einu mechuyav l'troch achar mayim ela pachos mimil kemo la'achar." Why is that, Rabosai? Why is the shear when you're stationary only 1 meal, like backwards? Rabosai, tell me. Globerman, tell me.
You can't really walk.
Rosa, tell me, what's 1 mil? It's very simple. Livy, what? Why is it that when you're stationary, you only have to make the cheshbon of 1 mil, not 4 mil?
Because to walk 4 meals is like a little bit.
Because, again, the cheshbon of 4 mil is only because we're telling you.
You're going to continue walking.
Yeah, you're going there anyway, so therefore we were matria. But if you're stationary, you weren't walking there. The rak lefana baderech sholik v'lavachi l'sham hutzuchu la'amten ad 4 milim. Good. Now, second question. Halacha lemaaseh, everybody say. How much? What if I just want to have a drop of bread? I just want to have a mashua, but I want to taste the chal. It looks like a geshmak chal. Am I mechuyev to wash my hands? Do I make alam tilas yadayim? What's the halacha? I didn't say anything. I just read a gemara that says you don't have to. You have to wash your hands? And you make a bracha. That's what you're saying? So the halacha is like the following. Even though our Gemara says that less than a kibetza, you don't have to wash your hands, Rabbi Yisai, but what? There's a question whether or not you could paskin like our Gemara. Why is there a question like paskin like our Gemara? Because what for sure don't we paskin like in our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, from Rabbi Tzadik?
So you have to make a bracha achrona or rishona?
Well, Rav Tzadok did make a bracha rishona, and that we agree with. You have to make a bracha rishona on anything. Also, lahanis ben olam azeb lo bracha. You got to make a bracha always. You can't ingest anything without making a bracha. That's stealing from the Rav Mishnah. That's gemara bracha.
Even a crumb.
What about a bracha achrona?
That he didn't make a bracha achrona.
Well, so what did he paskin? He paskin that you only have to bench if you eat what?
If you eat more than a kibetza.
Exactly. And what are we paskin?
That anything.
What?
Any, even less than
a kibetza. How much? Kazayas. We paskin that a achil of kazayas is already chayim and benching. Maybe drabanan, but so it could be that just like we don't paskin, like Rav Tzadik, legabe what? Legabi benching, maybe his whole mahalich of washing was only predicated off of his shita in benching. Once we don't paskin like him in benching, so we're not going to paskin like him, what? Even in washing. Good? So everybody say, how do we paskin? So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Halach lemaizer, everybody said these shilas two come up. Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? I think Kufnun. Ah, talk to Shulchan Aruch. Kufnun Chesiv Beis. Yesh mishaymer shemeno echel ela pachos mikabetza yitol yada velo yivarech. Why? Because we're mesupak about this halacha. On the one hand, we want to be choshesh that men mikabetza is what's chayiv in washing. But what? Since we're not sure if we paskin like him because legabe birkas hamazon, we paskin even more than a kezayis. So therefore, we're going to require you to wash, but you're not going to make a bracha. Maybe he's right because what? We know that Tumah is Tali on a shear of Kabetza. So then maybe he's right. Right? Okay, good. But then the next halacha says what? Im oichel. What happens if you eat less than a kezayis? Im oichel pachos mi kezayis, yesh mi sha'imer she'eno tzarech netila. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you eat less than a kezayis, where there's not even a what? There's not even a what, Rabbi Yisrael? A bracha achrona. It's not even considered an achila. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says what? Quotes from the Roikeach. That there, well, everyone will agree, that's not even a day of that. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins what? Not true. Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir, that even if you have less than a kezayis, that what? Das alechem lulus v'magan avram v'aliyo rabba v'od achorim da'af pachos mikezayis, dino kepachos mikbeitza, di'yital yada v'lo yivarech, and v'alkein nachon lachatkilu la'achmir v'zeh. Right? Even though it's a major machlokes haposim, so for sure you're not going to make a bracha in that such a situation. But what? But maybe you'd be chayiv in a netila. So halacha lemaisa, what comes out of all this, Rabosai, is we practice not like Reb Tzadok, for sure not like Reb Tzadok. We paskin the chomer version, even not like the Shulchan Aruch suggests. We say that no matter what bread you're having, even if it's less than a kezayis, it's as long as you're having some bread, you should wash without a bracha. Yeah.
What is the reasoning for washing?
Oh, so let's see what's the reasoning in the Gemara. So Rashi says it's because of, the reason for washing, the Gemara says, was similar to, there were two reasons really brought. One is because of the, similar to the Kohanim that ate, that washed before the Achilas Truma. And then the other reason was in order to make sure that your hands were Nikiyim. And make sure, Al Tumah V'Tahara.
So according to both reasons, it shouldn't matter the amount that you're eating.
Well, that's not true because a kibetz is the only thing that's metame. So that's why some people were. So that's exactly what part of the Rishonim discuss over here. Tosos writes in the top on Chavav and Beis, not Lubamapa. Why did he wrap his hands? So Rashi says, Perish Bekuntzish from Shum Nikias, to make sure that it would be eaten in a clean way and it wouldn't be messy. Ubechinam Perish Kain, so Tosa says that, you didn't have to come on to that. Terebutzadok Kayan Hava, Kinemuch Perak Mishameh, Zerbutzadok was a Kayan. Get it, Rutzadok HaKayan? Rutzadok was a Kayan. Ubesayf Perakol Psulim Magdashim, Vahaya Oichel Altaras Truma, Viadayim Shniyasain. And because your Yadayim are metame, who postal such a truma, and have the ability to pasal a truma, Shazui Achas Miyurchas Dover, these were one of the 18 gzeres that were said in the beginning of the first parak of Shabbos, the Afilu Pachas Kubetza, Mekabal Tumak, and the Parak Sheni, the Mesechas Torahs, this non, Ainbo Kubetza, who tame va koltar. So Taisa says, you don't have to come on to the reason of Nikias. You could just say it was because he was a Kohen. So that might have ramifications whether or not we could use this as a source at all, pachos b'kabeitza, as a source la'alacha for our netilas yadayim. If you hold like Rashi shita, so that's something that's relevant to us also. If you hold like Taisa shita, it was a din dafka in kahuna, so that wasn't necessarily relating to our takana b'zmanazeh of netilas yadayim, which was specifically for kohanim. So what Schultz is asking is really part of the discussion in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you can really be samech, the rokeach that says that even pachos mikabetza, even though Rav Tzadok didn't do it, that might be tully on what you hold the reason why he was washing for, and is that going to have ramification? Is that going to relate to the reason why we wash? Is it an Akias reason which relates to us, or is it a kahuna reason which doesn't really relate to us? Zakti Gemara. But at the end of the day, coming back to Hilchos Sukkah, at the end of the day, you need more than a kabetza to be chayiv in Sukkah, says the Gemara. Ha-kebeitza bo'i sukkah. Lema ta'avet tiyufta de Rav Yosef va'abaye. So maybe this is against the Rav Yosef and Abaye that Rashi tells us that we learned on Chavovim and Aleph. Rashi says, Rav Yosef da'amr le'el tarti tlos. That the chiv and the amount to need a sukkah is not one beitza, but is two or three beitzim. So if you need two or three beitzim, so this story in the Mishnah is against those opinions of the Amoran. That's a problem. Zakta Gemara, Dilma pachos mikabetza netilu ubracha loy boi, hak kabetza boi netilu ubracha. Maybe they can just learn that the Gemara's diak was talking about not the sukkah aspect, but rather the Gemara's diak was that if it was more than a kabetza, then it would need washing and a bracha, according to Rav Tzadok, but sukkah wouldn't be necessary, even if you would have what? Even if you would have more than a kabetza. There's a very important rush on this Gemara that the rush discusses. Bottom line, based on this Gemara, let's see the rush. Rush is in Siman Yud Gimel after our mission of Akama Achilas Arai. Amar Abaye k'detarim bar be'rav v'ayel l'kala v'ayinu k'beitza k'detarim b'bas achas malei piv u'beis abilia machze k'beitza v'dafka pas. Specifically bread, when it's k'beitza, is chayiv in sukkah. Aval peire, but any amount of fruits, says the Rosh, lo bayi sukkah k'demaskino v'perek pas di yuma, like the Gemara concludes in the end of Yuma, dekeva didei k'achilas arai. The Gemara sounds like in one lashon, that any amount of fruits is automatically, by definition, eating fruits is achilas arai, is always going to be temporary. Ke achilas arai de pas. Rabbeinu Meir, but the Rosh says, but Rabbi Rami Rutenberg did not agree. Listen to this, Rabbi say. Hayonizar milecho peiris chutz l'sukkah. Rabbi Rami Rutenberg was makbid not to eat fruits outside the sukkah. Ki ayasoyver, because he would have of the opinion, lahachmer kahai lishna, there is one lashon in the Gemara in Yuma that sounds like fruits can be obligated to be eaten in sukkah. Says the Rosh, he disagrees. Even the stringent opinion that holds that fruits could potentially be obligated in Sukkah. It's only if you're having like mamish a Tu B'Shvat Seder, you're mamish being koveya suda on fruits, and you're having a significant amount and being koveya on that amount. But stam, a person eats a fruit, even if it's more than a normal kibetza amount, that would not be obligated in Sukkah, says the Rosh. Shtiyas hayayin araihi, and drinking wine would be temporary, Rabosai. That's important. Why? This is gets to our discussion of whether or not a person can drink wine outside the sukkah. That namely comes up where, Rabbi Yisai? Every single sukkah is when do you have this shayla, Rabbi Yisai? Havdalah. Havdalah. When do you have to make it in the sukkah? So Havdalah, you make in the sukkah. We said last time, Mishabura says, because it's a suffix, shtiyas yayin, pashtas, it's a machlekes, whether or not yayin is kvius. And the Pashup Shad Mishabura says he thinks it would not be chayv in the sukkah. But shtiyas yayin of kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah thinks, since kiddush is chashuv, that would be chayav to eat in the sukkah. Havdalah, we're not sure. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, and the poskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the other poskim say, have a mezoinis and sit in the sukkah after Havdalah, so that you can make a leishiv and you'll be for sure take care of your chiyav, even if it's not chayav al tavdalah, because we're not sure, but we're going to sit in the sukkah and we're going to make a mezoinis. And that's what I tell people in my shul. By Rabbeinu Peretz Kosav, Dafka Peri lo bayi sukkah. Aval gvasar ugvina vishar dvarim chutz mi peri bayi sukkah. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, but if you're eating a whole meat meal, so that is a kvias, even without pas, that would be chayiv in sukkah. Darmina mishmaitin, imhishl bimine targima yotza. So we're going to see in a second that the Gemara talks about mine targima, that it works as, for being mashlim, completing your amount of obligated sudos on yontif. Yeah, 1 second, hold on. But then the Rosh goes on to say he misdefined what Mine Targima are. Ubutaisefta parakates mvarchim tanya, hebilofana mir tanimim varchalin and barim in his own mash with the mini targima, hainu machushoso me chameshis aminim. After shu chash of yoisim bibasar gvina. He thinks that he miscalled what mine targima are. Mine targima is not basar and cheese. Mine targima are mizonos type foods, and therefore only mizonos type foods would be technically chayav in the sukkah. And that's the pashut psak in the Shulchan Aruch, is that again harezim mishubach everything, but technically what you're chayav is bread like or mizonos type foods, that would be mine targima or pas. That is what's technically obligated in the sukkah if it's a yosir mikabetza. Yeah.
So wait, wine you wouldn't technically
right.
Try to right. Take it in, even if it's more than like.
Stop! You're just having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the push. That's the ikar adim sak.
But then if you have cheese with it, then you should.
No, we paskin cheese is the same. I mean, that's the machlokas we've shown him over here. But we paskin that all of those are technically potter again. Yeah, if you have the ability, it's like that date, that person that called me on the date. You know, I said, you're not near the sukkah, so that's what you should have. You should order non-mini targima, non-mizonos, non-bread-like foods, and that's what you should have. If you have a sukkah, yeah, you're eating a meal, you know, that's what's nice to be in a sukkah, but if you don't have it, you're technically potter, you're allowed to eat it. Good. Very important Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. This is very, 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 very yisodistic for sukkahs. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar emer arba esrei sudos chayav adam lechel b'sukkah. Zok to Rabbi Lazar, the person has actually a number of meals that he has to make sure to accomplish during the yontif of sukkahs. Says Rabbi Lazar, you have to make sure you have 14 sudos. Where does that number come from, Rabbosai? Two meals a day, day and night, times 7 is 14. Chayav adam lechel b'suda, achas b'yayim, achas b'layla. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim, and this is how we paskin, say there is no specific amount to the amount that you have to chayav in sukkah. Ein l'davar kitzva, right? That's, he got it from Mordechai Shapiro. Ein l'davar kitzva. Chutz milel yontif rishon shelchag belvad, except for the first night of yontif that you're obligated to eat in the sugya. Rabbi say this sugya is going to be the source of the confusion And that whole halach lamaisa sugya of eating in the sukkah on the first night, even if it's raining, because there's an additional obligation of eating in the sukkah on the first night. V'oidam Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said an additional statement. Mishalo echel el yantav rishon, yashlam leil yantav achron, shalchai. Rabbi Elazar said, and if you didn't complete and eat all your sukkahs, there's a concept of tashlumin, of ashlama. Rashi says, yashlim, sudasa zos biyantav achron b'shmini, you could even eat it on the last day on Shmini Atzeres, yafal b'sheinim b'sukkah. And even though you're not even eating it in the sukkah itself, it's still considered a completion of the sukkah, of the meals that you were obligated to eat.
What does that mean? How is that possible?
What do you mean? Because it's not in the sukkah you're asking.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is going to ask. Good. Excellent. So the Gemara says, the chachamim ein ledavar tashlumin, there is no tashlumin, you got to eat it then, and that's it. V'al zeh nemar, and on this it says, mu'uvis lo yichol itchon, v'chisaron lo yichol imanus. On this it says, sorry to say it, hate to break it, but there are certain times you make mistakes, you can't fix it. Certain things that are done. Mo'ovas lo yuchel itkoy. The Gemara also says by having a mamzer. It's a mo'ovas lo yuchel itkoy. It's a problem. There's certain things that it's done. Shait. Zok the Gemara. My time of the Rebbe Elazar. What's the reason of Rebbe Elazar? Teishvu kein taduru. You have to live like you live in the, you have to live in the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah like you live in your house. Madira achas biyom achas b'layla. We have two meals a day, lunch and night, supper and dinner, supper and breakfast, supper and lunch, or whatever. Half sukkah achas biyom achas b'layla. So to be sukkah, you should mimic that type of lifestyle. Rabbanan kedira, and Rabbanan say, no, I have the same drasha. But madiri boy achi boy lo achol. Just like by my house, you don't tell me when to eat. I eat when I want to. So too, sukkanami, ibayachi, ibayachal. Sukkah also, if you want to eat, or if you don't want to eat, that's what it's dependent on. This language of ibayachal, ibayachal, rabbeisai, has much ramifications la'alach. Take a look at this Shas Tosfos on the side of our Gemara. Klal, dibayachal, klal. Sounds like that I'm only chayav to eat because of sukkis. But what? When it comes to yontif, am I obligated to eat, says Telesos? No. I wouldn't be obligated to eat. Because if so, what's the chayav of sukkis coming to tell me that specifically Lali Yontav Rishon, because there's a specific limud that's going to ultimately come out of the Gemara that we learn, Agzeira Shavah, Tesvav, Tesvav, just like there's a Chiyuv to eat Matzah on the Leil Tesvav of Nisan, so too there's a Chiyuv to eat on the Leil Tesvav of Tishrei on Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot. What do you mean? Forget about the drushas, asked Tosos. Aren't I obligated to eat because it's Yontif? Because I have to have a Suda of Yontif? Right? Good question, Rabbi Yisai. Says Tosos, apparently not. And Allah Lamaisa Taisa says, what happens if a person forgets Yalav Yavel, the first night of Yantif, Shavuos night, he forgets to say Yalav Yavel. Sounds like from this Gemara that what? You're not obligated to repeat Yalav Yavel. Rabbi said, when is another day that you say Yibay Loyachl and that you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavel? Rosh Chodesh. So Taisa says, it sounds like Yantif is just like Rosh Chodesh. When is a day that we're obligated to eat and we don't say Yibay Le'achol and you have to repeat if you forgot Ritzei? Shabbos. I know. And I still didn't get it. V'hada Amrina and Perek Shlosh Sha'achlu. V'hada Amrina and Perek Shlosh Sha'achlu. Shabbos is Yom Tov D'lo Sagi D'lo Yachol. He says, I can't say what I'm saying. To be fair, the Gemara and Memtes Amid Beis that distinguishes between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos doesn't only distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. It distinguishes between what? Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Yontif. It says on one you have to repeat, and on the other you don't have to repeat, Rabbi Yisai. This is halach l'maisa. These shadows come up all the time. So he says, how can these two Gemara shtim? This Gemara sounds like I only have to eat because of Gzeira Shava connecting it to Pesach. The Gemara in Brachas is telling me that Shabbos and Yontif, even without a connection to Pesach, every Yontif, I'm chayiv to what? To eat without that. So I don't understand. Which one is it? Halacha lemaisa, do we have to repeat? So Tosfos says, simple answer. Redefine your terms in the Gemara and Brachos. When the Gemara says, if you forgot Yal V'Yavo on Yontif, you have to repeat benching, when was it talking about? It wasn't talking about every Yontif. It was talking about what, Rabbi Say? Which Yontif? Pesach and what other Yontif?
Sukkos.
First night of Sukkos. But if it's the last days of Sukkos, or if it's Shavuos, and you forget Yal V'Yavo, according to this day in Tosfos, what? You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. Because otherwise, I don't know how to shtim these Gemaras. But I say, this is halacha. It's these kashas from the Gemaras that the Rishonim had. That was koveya halacha, lamaisa. But don't I have another Gemara then in the second paragraph of Beitza Perak, Elu Dvarim Epislein, Kabi Yontif, Chalkeo, Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. Doesn't the Gemara in the second paragraph say in Beitza that what? The Gemara passes that Rabbi Yeshua says what? Ichlu mashman mishtei mamtakim. The Gemara says over there that you have chatzi lachem. You have to eat on yontif. So there is a chiyuv suda. Chatzi la'achila v'chatzi la'beis hamedrash. You should be in the beis hamedrash half the day, and you should eat half the day. Div Rabbi Yoshua efshir bebisru peiri. Maybe that Gemara is only talking about basar peiri, but I don't have to have what? I don't have to have pas, and therefore I don't have to repeat benching. The aim by emberkas amazav lo bayaskaris yontif. Avalel yontif arishin shol chag lo sagi el below pas. Comes on Tyson, concludes in this Tysis. You're right. Outside of the first night of Pesach, outside of the first night of Sukkot, you forget Yal V'Yavo, you do not have to repeat it. Rabbi Yisai, this is a major debate amongst the Rishonim. Not even all the Tysisim agree to this. If you look in Tysis and Brachas, Tysis has a different conclusion to the question. How does Tysis answer the question in Brachas? Rabbi Yisai, remember this. Remember this. Tysis says, no, you're right. Avad, you would have had to eat pas. Avad, you would have had to eat pas. But what? What do I need a gzeirah shava in addition to that? Because I don't have to eat pas in the sukkah when it's what?
Raining.
When it's raining. Now, how do I know that I have to eat pas in the sukkah even when it's raining? That's because of an additional gzeirah shava connecting it to Chag HaMatzos because of Tesvav. So if that's the presumption, Rabosai, fundamentally, what did Tosfos assume? What was never not an option? Avadai would have to what? Eat pas on yontif. If that's the assumption of Tosfos, then Tosfos is clearly assuming what? That what? That avadai have to pre Yal V'Yavo on every single yontif, even Shavuos, if I forgot to say Yal V'Yavo. The Ran in our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, says a different teretz. Yeah, you're right. I have to eat every yontif. But how much do I have to eat every yontif? How much pasta do I have to eat every yontif? I want to know. I'm on an Atkins diet. And I have to limit how much pasta I eat. I don't get these challenges? Everybody said, I got questions about grape juice. I want to dilute my grape juice because of calorie intake. These are serious questions. How much challah do I have to eat to be yotzi the chi of Shabbos and yontif? How much? So says the Ran, so you would have thought what? Kazayis, achila. Kazayis achila, right? Says the Ram, that's why you need an additional gzeirah shava to tell you what? That you need a kibitza. You need the amount for sukkis. You need the sukkis shear. That's the additional chiyuv. It's not the regular Shabbos and Yontif. Rabbi Yisai, the other Rishonim that don't say that pshat, what must they hold? That what? That every Shabbos and Yontif, the shear is not a kizayis. Every Shabbos and Yontif already, originally, the shear was a kibitza. Rabbi Yisai, it's a machloikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Eliyahu Rabba in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos. How much do I have to eat to be yotze my chiv of Suda Shabbos, Sudas Yontif? Is it a kibitza or is it kizayis? Same thing as our machloikis Rishonim. Same exact thing. Or other Rishonim might say, no. That the chiyuv of eating on the first night of Sukkos is what? Is only a kazayas. Why would one argue that the chiyuv on the first night of Sukkos would only be a kazayas? If every other day of Sukkos, the question about how much I have to eat outside the Sukkos is a kibitza. How could one argue that, Rabbi Say? I understand, it's Sukkos. I'm obligated to eat in the Sukkah because of a zereshava tesvav. And now suddenly you're telling me the shiurim changed, that it's a gezeis, it's not a kibitza. That's messed up. That doesn't make sense. I'll tell you, why does it make sense? The rest are derabanan? If I want to eat a kibitza of pasta outside the sukkah, I just violated the derais. What's the chalt of the sukkah? What does that have to do with benching? Well, I'm not talking about benching. I'm not interested in benching. I don't even want to bench. No, seriously. I want to know right now how much is obligated in the sukkah. So these Rishonim are saying, maybe you're only chayav because I is on the Lila Rishonim. I understand it's sukkahs. Sukkah shir is kibitza. But I answer the question very simple. What's my source for the chiyuv to eat the first night of Sukkot?
Pesach.
How much am I obligated to eat on Pesach?
Beitza.
A what?
Kazayas.
A kazayas. So Rabbi Sai, get this. Perhaps the machlokes Rishonim is much more lundish than we think. What is the carryover in the drasha? Does it become a mitzvah to eat pas, just like there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayas of matzah? And is an independent mitzvah today that has really nothing to do, happens to be on Sukkot, and I happen to have to eat in a sukkah because I have no other options. But really the carryover of Tesvav Tesvav is a din in the kezayis of pas? That's the chefta shel mitzvah? Or no? Was the gezeirah shavah just telling me, by the way, you don't have an option tonight. You got to eat. But the nature of that obligation is a what? It's a Sukkot obligation. It's not a Pesach obligation. It's not kezayis anymore, but it's rather kibitz. Zokter Baruch Ber, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is what if you have stolen bread? Stolen bread. If you hold the chefta shel mitzvah is the pas, so then it's a mitzvah b'vaveru. But if you hold the chefta shel mitzvah is really just the yeshiva basukkah. And that's why some rishonim are going to say that I have to eat even a kibitza. So then the actual chefza shel mitzvah is not mituav, is not disgusting, and therefore he wanted to say that that would be the nafkamina. This issue of how large your shear is for sukkahs on the first night would all depend on that lamdas. Rabbi said there's a ritva, we don't pass like this ritva. The ritva says that not only are you chayiv to eat a kezayis pas in the sukkah, but he says something that's not found in our Gemara. He says that you're obligated to what? Sleep in the sukkah, even if it's raining. Says the Ritva. Why? Because that's what Sukkot's related. So the Chiyuv is above and beyond. Rabbi say this also explains the potential idea of why a person would have to make sure to eat a kezayis in the sukkah if it's raining. Well, please explain that to me before I get to your question. Why would a person need to eat still a kezayis in the sukkah even if it's raining, Rabbi say? Because if you hold that what?
If you hold that, it's
like matzah. So then you have to eat a kezayis, right? Not a kibitza, right? And the fact that it's raining, the regular rules and regulations of sukkahs, of mitzvah, patur min hasukkah, might not apply to the first night. That's why you have to eat in the sukkah. It's the same issue, Rabbi Zayin. It's a carryover above and beyond the regular rules and regulations of sukkahs that are applying to the first night of sukkahs. Masha inkin. If I understand that it's a sukkahs-related halacha, and has nothing to do with a kezayis and ad kedei kach, I would say that you're chayim in a kebetza, not a kezayis like matzah, so then what? So the sukkahs-related halachas apply. If it's raining and I'm mitzdayer, so just like I'm mitzdayer tomorrow in my sukkah, I'm also mitzdayer what? Today in my sukkah. That's why the halacha l'maisa is, everybody say, even if we'll tell you, hurry up, eat your kezayis quickly, even though you're getting drenched on. In your sukkah, what are you not going to do? You're not going to make a bracha of leishei basukkah. Why are you not going to make a bracha of leishei basukkah? Because I learned chav zayin amin aleph, and I see that it's a major machlokes rishonim on what the nature of this drasha is, tesvav, tesvav. Is it a Pesach dika halacha? Is it a kezayis matzah dika halacha? Or is it a sukkahs related halacha? And I am not sure how to paskin on that machlokas rishonim. Because I'm not sure how to paskin on that machlokas rishonim, and there's a lot of lumdus that comes out of this halacha, always even emanating to whether or not stolen bread is good on the first night, therefore I'm mesupak whether or not I'm allowed to make a what on the first night of sukkah when it's raining. I'm allowed to make a leishei basukkah, and therefore I'm not going to make a bracha, but I'm still going to cover my bases. I'm going to eat a kezayis, not a kebetza, in the sukkah, and then go in and have my meal afterwards. Yeah, Schultz.
Oh, when the Chachamim bring the argument, like, we're not going to tell you what to eat in the sukkah. Like, yeah. Like, it's supposed to be, like, your home.
Yeah.
And they bring their like, argument of, like, no, 15-15. Like, 15th of Pesach, and so therefore...
15th of Pesach is an additional chiyuv.
But yeah. Then that's still, like... So they're saying, like, that trumps...
No, we don't tell you the definition of Teishu Kein Tadur. But we do tell you that there's, if there's a drush... I mean, they told me I have to wear tefillin today. I don't understand. Like they can tell me that there's certain obligations... Just like the Torah says, you're chayv to eat matzah, so too the Torah tells you, you're chayv to eat one.
Yeah, but telling you to be chayv to eat in the sukkah is getting rid of teishu kein tadur.
Right.
Having a chiyuv to
it's
eat...
It's above and beyond teishu kein tadur, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Correct. There's one time that you're obligated, yeah.
But I don't understand, if it is...
And that's why, because it's not connected to teishu kein tadur, what's the source from its star patur min ha-sukkah? How do you know that you're putting the star patur min ha-sukkah? I hope you guys figure it out, everybody say. What's the source of star patur min ha-sukkah? What drasha? What pasuk?
Because you have to remember, yeah, you'd be going.
So if teishu kein tadur doesn't apply, everybody said the first night, so guess what? I have to eat in my sukkah even if it's what?
Raining
and I'm mitzdar. It's all the same thing. That would be the nafkamina, sure. Just like rain is the nafkamina. Nafkamina would be in shear, nafkamina would be rain, nafkamina would be what's the chetzah shel mitzvah, all those things. That would all be nafkaminas, right?
Okay, good. So the other way, wouldn't you not have to?
That's why, how much do I, if it's raining, how much do I have to eat? Zayis, not a kibbutz.
Exactly. Is that enough for your
right? That's what the din is. Right.
Do you then have to go out
to
bench there or no?
No, that's a benching job, but as long as I eat pas inside my new makom, that's fine.
You have to eat pas, not the meal.
Yeah, you have to eat pas.
That would
for sure be in a case if the sukkah is totally disconnected to the house and it's not even considered a room in the house. One could argue that if it's on a deck and it's and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues that the deck is considered like another room in the house. So one could say that that's not even considered a new makom that you wouldn't even need to eat pas. You can still be birkas hamazon
but
also
abayis. But don't we hold and even sukkah comes up or it goes by the roof like the ol, like how many days?
No, so he holds that it's not just the ol. It's also that's good that when it's normal for a room to be like that. That's also it. Also has nafkaminas for kiddush makom suda because if you considered it a new makom, so and it's a new house, so then. I would be the evid have to make kiddush again in such a situation. So that is what I think the minhag ha'ilum is to rely on that.
But how can you say it's like normally part, but if the sukkah is not usually, you're saying that the deck is normally there.
Yeah, so right, correct. But it would chap nafkaminas if you have like, a lot of people have sukkahs, you know, very distant to their house, you know, apartment buildings and things like that. That would chap nafkaminas.
Would it make a difference if this is in the room where you're eating inside the house or not?
So if you could see it, but it's considered not part of the bias, so then, one second, if it's inside the bias and you can't see it, so then lechatchila were machmir, I believe, but b'diavad were mekel, that's kiddush makom suda. If it's not part of the bias and you can see it, I have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure then that is ma'akif.
Don't we say if you could combine it because like, the people eat separately but then together?
What are you talking about?
In brachos. Don't we discuss like if people have two different meals and they could see each other or not?
That's for zimun, but that's within one room.
Isn't that also connected that?
The same shiurim? I don't think so. It could be, but I think la'alacha we paskin. I can look it up after. I think la'alacha we paskin. B'diavad, if it's in the same bias and you can't see lechatchila you should be machmir. B'diavad you could be mekel. But if it's not in the same bias at all, I think then even b'diavad I think you would have to be machmir. Okay, Rabbi say. The Gemara says, "Iachi afilu el yontiv rishon nami." Amar v'yerchon mishum v'mishum min yotzadok. Nemar kan chamisha aser v'nemar chamisha aser. The Chagamatz malan la'el rishon chova mikan ve'elch rishus. Afkan la'el rishon chova mikan ve'elch rishus. V'hasam minolon. And how do you know that on Pesach you're chayev to eat? Amar krav erev tov l'matzes akasov tov ol chova. The Torah did not give you an option whether or not you should eat matzah on the first night, and you were obligated to eat matzah on the first night regardless. What about Rabbi Lozer? And then Rabbi Lozer continues. What was Rabbi Lozer's additional statement in the Mishnah? Menachem, what was Rabbi Lozer's additional statement in the Mishnah?
I'll be able to tell you.
What was Rabbi Menachem's additional statement in the Mishnah?
Tashlumin.
So ask the Gemara, Bahamar of Lazar, Arba Esrei Su'udos Chayiv Adam Lecho Basukha, Achas Be'yoyim Achas Be'layla. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Someone help me out with this Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha?
Where are you going to fit this?
It was exactly Schultz's Kasha.
Where are you going to fit all the Tashlumins?
What does Rashi say? What's Rashi?
So how can you be tashlumin on that night you don't even eat in
the Sukkah? Oh, good. Thank you. It says Rashi, came to be Yom Achron, La B'Sukkah Yosef, since on the last day in Shmini Atzeres you're not sitting in the Sukkah, like in Eretz Yisrael, what they do, Im Yashav Ba L'Shem Mitzvah over al Bal Tosef, not only that, but if you do it L'Shem Mitzvah, what? You're going to violate Bal Tosef. My Ashlamah the Sukkah Yikacha. How is that considered Ashlamah in the Sukkah? Fascinating. So that's the Gemara's Kasha.
So, ready.
1 second, let me just finish the Gemara. Amar Bira, a person said, named Bira, Amar of Ami, Chazer bo Rabbi Lozer. You're right. Rabbi Lozer was Chazer. What does that mean?
He didn't think about this when he said his opinion.
What does that mean?
He took it back.
He took what back? Zok to Rashi.
You don't need Tashlum?
Chazer Rabbi Lozer, it's a Chachom. Lomer she'ein ledover kitzva. What does Rashi say? What's Rabbi Lozer's shita at the end of the day? Rabbi say? What?
Like
the Chachamim. You don't have to eat 14 meals. He went back on that opinion. But what? He differs with Chachamim in one area.
Karbonos.
What's Tashlumin? That just like Karbonos have a Tashlumin, so too, the Suda on the first night, if you missed it on the first night, you can make it up when? You can make it up on the last night.
But
the Ritva says on this Gemara, don't think that he only means you can make it up on the last night, but obviously you could also make it up when? During Sukkot, right. During the end. During
it's not how Tashlumin works, though. If to make it up on the last night.
Why not?
Usually, like, let's say, like, the classic case of the Shlomo, like, you might forget a Shmona Esrei Shachar, so you double up, you didn't say Shachar, so you take double Shmona Esrei
Shachar. Saying it has to be the next Tefillah?
Yeah, I can't, I'm not going to
double. Specific, the Gemara says that that's specific. That's just because of the halacha of Avers Mano Batal Karbono. Yeah, that's specifically that. But for, he's coming from Karbonos of the Chag. You had all week to make up that Tashlumin in the Chag. Why don't many shuls say Tachnun for 7 days after Shavuos? It's not Shavuos.
They want to.
What?
They want to.
Okay. Those are the shuls that don't say even for 14 days after Shavuos. What is the halachic basis not to say Tachnun after Shavuos? Who knows? Well, there's a reason I'm asking this question right now. Tashlumin. Because you have time afterwards to make up the carb. That's Tashlumin. So there's some sanctity of the day because it's the Zman Tashlumin for that. But Rabbi Isai, that's Rashi's opinion in this Gemara.
What is Tashlumin? I don't understand. If the first night is as important as it is that
you're
eating the
feet
of the
guys,
how does it work?
See, he holds, just like he has a drasha, I guess he holds, just like Karbanos, that it's the real McCoy is to bring it on the first day, but you can make it up, so you can make up all your chiyuvim.
So you can even bring the chashuvos.
Yeah. It's a strange. What's the connection? What's the connection? Why should Karbanos have any ramification on this chi of a Laila Rishayna? But that was Rabbi Lozer's opinion, learning out from Karbanos.
Wait, so Rabbi, he would hold that the first night, if it's raining, you would have to... Is he holding that about Chiyuvah? you have to be the first, like, even if it's raining, if you're finished, and then you have, like, if you didn't, it's fine if you were last night, or that's like, even that, you can do that shonga every night.
Meaning, I don't know. Well, I'm saying that issue of rain on the first night is a machlokas rishonim, how to understand the nature of the first chiyuv.
Yeah.
You don't know that he differs from the chachamim in the nature of the drasha of the chiyuv, whether he would hold it. Would is it a pesa? Is it a chayiv in the rain or not? So I can't know. L'chora, Rabbi Lazar and chachamim don't disagree with the nature of the chiyuv on the first night. So whatever you'd be machmir for on the first night, you'd be. But you're right in what you're saying. Meaning, according to him, you're a little bit safer because even if you don't do it, so just hedge your bets and just do it later, and then you'd be chayv according to everyone, and then you'd be okay lichatchila. So that we learned that right. That's what Taisus and Erevin that brought up that issue. That shalob is man ha-mitzvah, when the mitzvah is over, then the Gemara says that you need kavana to violate Baal Tosafot. I would sit in a sukkah today, I only get the punishment of Baal Tosafot, and I only transgress Baal Tosafot if I'm chavin for the mitzvah. But if I just sit in a sukkah, shalob is man ha-mitzvah without kavana, then it would not be Baal Tosafot.
Let's say if your family has minhag isn't to eat in it, but you got invited out, and their minhag is to eat in the sukkah.
Are you talking about Chutz La'aretz Shmini Atzeres?
Yeah. So there.
The bad question to ask me. I hold your mechuyev to eat.
Fine. So let's say if you hold that you didn't.
Yeah.
If you went to that.
It's against Shulchan Aruch.
It's
a very hard shaila to pass. It's against Shulchan Aruch. This is for another conversation, but the minhag, Rav Soloveitchik said, there are two minhagim that he said that a person should change his family minhag. And one of them was sitting in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres.
What was the second one?
So we'll talk about the second one another time. But this was one of the things. He said, I mean, you open up a chelek vav, but let's assume there are gedolim that they are samechan. So your question is still a good question. And I've gotten your question. So what was the case? He's invited out. He doesn't sit in
the
Sukkah.
He doesn't have the kavana, but the person obviously that has he's the time
so he's not over Baal Tosafot for the following reason. Tosafot says that as long as Tosafot says that the why is it that on Shmini Atzeres, why are we sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Sfeika D'Yoma, right? Sfeika D'Yoma because of Yontif Chutz La'aretz Sfeika D'Yoma, right? So ask me a good question, Rabbi Yisai. What don't you do on that day? What?
Lulav and
Esrog. Why don't we take a Lulav and Esrog because of Sfeika D'Yoma? Good question?
Yeah.
It's Tosa's question.
Because we don't want to make it too
where's
much.
Tysus? Oh, where's Tysus? Tysus on Memzai and Amidal. Turn to Tysus on Memzai and Amidal. Just for you to realize, without opening up a Shulchan Aruch, how halacha psuka it is. Nathan, look at the Aleph of the Rambam. You see the first line on the right, or word of the line is Vehilchasa? Yeah. The Aleph of the Rambam? Everyone have it? First word of the line, Vehilchasa? Read it to me. Vehilchasa, which means halacha, Mars paskening, Mesiv Yasvinan, Bruch Elam Avarchina. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? We sit, we don't make a brach. So there are those that read this Gemara. I'm being totally serious. There are those that read this Gemara. You read it as a question. How could you have that? So therefore, you're not chayv in sukkah. But what does the Gemara say? Gemara says you sit in a sukkah and you don't make a bracha. That's the halacha, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens straight up. Zok taisvis, tap taisvis, meisiv yasvinan, kuli amalo plig de yasvinan. The lulav lo rotzel l'takin klal shiit lenu halulav misafik l'fishu yontiv u'muktzel l'toto u'minkar amilsa shemoig bo chol aval sukkah pam shesukaso ariva alav ochala afil biyontiv. Sometimes it's so nice outside, so I'll eat anyways. So therefore, it's not minig b'chol, and it's not a concern, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. I don't think that the shilos about Baal Tosafot have come up because, like, I hold my heart of hearts.
You're supposed to be doing
exactly. But even Al Tzad, that it was if you're not having mechavara for the mitzvah. And even in Eretz Yisrael, a person would technically want to sit there just for the fresh air, and that, you know, technically wouldn't be technical Baal Taisif. The minig is that they do, those that want to eat around, in order so it shouldn't even look like Baal Taisif, they try to passel some of the sukkah. That's what a lot of the, if you see in the hotels, they'll have the sukkahs for the Israelis and the sukkahs for the Americans, that they'll change it on Erev Yontif. Okay? Zakti Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry. So Rashi says that was the Chazara. Taisus says this doesn't make sense. Listen to Taisus. Chazir ber Rav Elazar, it's a Chachamim. Taisus dir Masel Chazar. Lo yimer she'en lo davar kitzav im rotzal lesanos yisanem bo chutz mele liyantav rishin bo ha'mi ha'polig alayav de kesever yesh la tashlumen. It's quoting Rashi, k'mo she'yish tashlumen the karbon yantav rishin af yantav achron kach be'er kutsch kutsches. Ulishna de yashlim vim hishlim lo yimash la klal loshon tashlumen. Rashi is learning that he is still paskening hashlama, that you can make up tashlumin for the first night of Yontif. Says Tosis, I don't think that's right. Elaloshon hashlama cheshbin shel yudalet sudos. He's talking about the not making up a tashlumin like a carbon one shot deal to make up later. He's talking about completing a series of meals, which means what? His opinion of yudalet sudos is still what? Alive. He still disagrees with the Chachamin. Void caving to me matzi alfina and loy matzin and shiye tashlumin la matzah shalayla rishon shal pesach. Also, according to you, Rashi, if the source of the chiyav of what? Of eating sukkah the first night is from matzah, there's no tashlumin by matzah. If you miss matzah the first night, what? You're up the creek. You miss the mitzvah. There's no tashlumin. Void the mash maktas bi yushalmi de boy kazai is dog in the sudis yon de varishon shachag. And also, the Gemara is about to say that his ashlama doesn't have to be pas. His ashlama could be what? With mine targima. How can his ashlama with mine targima be with what? With something that's not pas. If the Yerushalmi says, since we learned it from matzah, that you got to eat pas in the sukkah the first night. So therefore, Tosfos says, I don't buy Rashi. He did not go back on his shita of 14 sudos. Void, Tosfos says, and you'll see in the following Gemara that we're about to read, Mi'uvda da apotropos shel Agrippas mashma de lo pater Reb Elazar besuda achas. It's mashma from that story that Reb Elazar did not exempt one for one suda. Lekach nira lefarish, therefore I hold against Rashi. Chazer ber Reb Elazar mimashma yematzach sukkah. La'olam yudalet sudos ba'i. Reb Elazar holds what? The Gemara's kasha was, how could you really hold that you need sukkah for 14 sudos? Hello, if you're being mashlim on the eighth day, then you're not going to have a sukkah. Zok the Gemara chazer bo that you need a sukkah. You're right. You don't need the 14 sudas to be sukkahs dikasidus. You don't need that the sudas should be in dafka sukkah. And therefore, I can have Reb Elazar shita of having 14 sudos. And even though some of those numbers will actually be outside the sukkah, because it's going to be a hashlama that's going to be on the Shmini Atzeres days without a sukkah. That's all the Gemara said he was chayzer. But bottom line, Rabbi said, we have a major machlekes Rashi and Taisus within Reb Elazar shita. Are there 14 sudos on sukkahs? And now it connects to this other shita of whether or not tashlumin works. Since not all the 14 have to be in the sukkah, and you can have the cheshbon of 14, even if some of them are outside the sukkah, that's why the last day could be a hashlama. Zok to Gemara. Mashlim b'mai. Ilei me'berifta. If you hold that he has to be mashlim with bread, sudasa diyoma ka'achil. What's the Gemara's kasha? How is it clear that he's doing this to make up for what? For the suda that he missed. Hello, what? He has to eat bread anyways. Why does he have to eat bread anyways? Because it's yontif. It's Shmini Atzeres. He has to eat pas for that. Right? So rather what? Elamai yashlim, yashlim b'mine targima. Rather, he's allowed to have non-bread foods. The million-dollar question that the Rush just brought up, which is going to make a ramifications on what's chayiv in sukkah, is how you define mine targima. If you define mine targima as basar and gvina, like the Maharami Rutenberg or the Rabbeinu Peretz, then what? Then that comes out that mine targima is on a higher level than achilas arai, and that might obligate you in sukkahs for basar and gvina. But if you explain mine targima to be what? to be mizonos type foods, so then what? Basar and peros, fruits always, and gvina, all those non-mizonos foods are always going to be exempt from the sukkah, and that's not what the Gemara was suggesting to be a hashlama for Rabbi Elazar. But what you see from the Gemara, however you slice it, no matter how you define mina targima, right? Tosfos says, Rashi says, peros bekunches kohen, peros vekisin vekluptos mevachal shalom. V'yev shalomer came to amasik rava b'chesti yuma the per loy by sukkah. Can't be. How could you say that it's peros, but the Gemara says fruits don't need a sukkah, like we saw already in the Rosh? V'dayik mehacha, and the Gemara in Yuma quotes our Gemara. V'isach day the barach bari sukkah lishlam be peros. V'dachi ba'asud l'shchicha peros. V'bayis mina targimia nami peros. Nino mikomo kamash di per loy by sukkah and hashlomer mos be peros. So therefore, Tosfos says, "What's mina karmina? Kagon basar v'dogim v'shar dvarim shemalaftim es hapas." It means basar v'dogim. And the Rosh says, "No, mina targima means mezainis type foods, and therefore that's going to be the ramifications. Whether or not non-bread foods are obligated in sukkah is all dependent on how you define mina targima in our mesechta." But whatever you, however you slice it, Rabbi Elazar is telling you that you have the ability to be mashlim without bread, because the bread is not going to be clear that it's for the purpose of tashlumin to make up, because you had to eat bread anyways because of yontif. So why are you having this other mine targima, however you define it, must be for tashlumin? Tanya nami achim hishlim b'mine targima yotza. The Braisa says b'feirish, if you did a hashlama with mine targima, however you define it, that will make up for the sudas. Now, Tosus Raya, that Rabbi Lazar still holds of the 14 sudas. Shala Petropas Shala Gripas Hamelach as Rabbi Lazar. Kigoyin Ani Shani Rogalechel Ela Suda Achas Beyom Machu Mao Shochel Suda Achas Ve Potter. So what did Rabbi Petropas ask Rabbi Lazar? Says, what happens if I just have one suda a day? That's my minig. I happen to only eat one meal a day. So can I do that on Sukkot? So Rabbi Elazar answered, "Amar lo b'chol yom v'yom ata mamshich kama parpos l'chavod atzmcha v'achshav yata mamshich parpos achz l'chavod koncha." Says every day you eat extra things in order to try to get you to eat more, and now in Sukkot you don't try to get yourself to eat more. Try to get your palate interested in more and having more food. Rabbi Yisai, what does Tosfos bring a raya from this gemara? The Rabbi Elazar still holds of what?
Two meals a day.
14 meals. How does Rashi, I don't have an answer to this question. How does Rashi get around this question? How does Rashi understand this Gemara? If the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar was Chayzer, and Rabbi Elazar holds according to Rashi, like Rabbanon, that you only have to eat what? Once. Obligatory meal on the Yontif of Sukkot. So what is Agrippus asking Rabbi Elazar? What's Peshat in this Gemara? Why isn't this Gemara a dead raya that Rashi's wrong? That the Chazara is not like Rashi understood. And the Chazara is really going on what? On whether or not you need a sukkah or not, but avada, you still need 14 meals. If someone could please give me an answer to that question, Rabbi Yisai, I would greatly appreciate it. And Amir Tashem, that's 50 points on the Bechina if you give me an answer to that question.